Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second week of Pittsburgh Works, and we begin. Mike Madden is here, USA Insulation. And by the way, we're going to tell you that the office is open. If you have any questions or you'd like to have them stop over to your home, give them a call right now at 412-492-SAVE. That's the office out in Glenshaw. Mike, great to have you here at KDK. So how would someone know if their home might need to be insulated or re-insulated? Good morning.
Okay, right into it, huh, Rob? Okay, the best way to know if your home needs insulated or re-insulated, in my opinion, is based on the age it was built. Majority of homes in Pittsburgh are built before the 80s, and if it was built before the 70s, your home needs to be looked at.
Now, how can you describe the process on the radio so people can get a visual to understand how it works?
Well, when we insulate a home, that we do it from the outside. We have a really neat product. It looks a little bit like shaving cream when it goes in. We're able to inject it almost every single time from the exterior of the home. Now, if you have aluminum siding, vinyl siding, people are concerned about the appearance of that, the aesthetic value, if you will. We're able to remove it very cleanly, drill behind it, fully inject your wall cavities with high insulation value foam product. And then put your siding back on like we were never there.
You know, one of the things that I have learned doing almost 20 years of a little home improvement show sponsored by the good folks at True Value, Andy's already here today, is just because it is cheaper definitely doesn't make it better, and it's going to cost you in the long run. So why is your product better than some of the cheaper versions out there?
It's right there in the word, Rob. Cheap. Cheaper. How many times do you get quality when you go for cheap?
Never.
There's a lot of products out there that you can insulate with, granted, and you can pay a little less for it. But in the long run, you're not getting the value for it. Our products stand the test of time. They're permanent. They have the highest R value, and people yell at me sometimes whenever I don't explain R value. R value stands for the resistance to heat transfer, meaning it's going to stop your heat from leaving your house and conversely stop the cold from being able to get in. We have the highest R value. Bar none in the world, so that's why you're going to want to go with a higher end product that is going to pay for itself within 3 to 5 years.
You could say your value is our value, if that makes any sense. But listen, here's the big question now, right between the eyes. Are you ready? How much is this going to cost me?
Oof.
That's the first and last question out of everyone's mouth when you come to their house.
It is, and here's how I try to answer that. In the long run, nothing. This product pays for itself. Our services pay for themselves in a short amount of time. I tell people all the time that you're paying for it one way or the other. If you don't have a good insulation in your house, you pay for it, but you're just paying the gas company. You're mm-hmm. paying the electric company. Why not pay to have it done, have it pay itself off, like I said, in a 3 to 5 year span, and at that point, you've broken even. Now it starts to pay you. It's a great, great investment. It's something that everybody should consider.
I've turned into my father where I continue to shut lights off after my children when they leave the room, checking the thermostat. When you get a message from Duquesne Light on how they can save you on your electricity bill, I'm reading it. You know, I actually have the little flop sweat under the nose when I'm opening up the utility bills. How much can this really, honestly, ballpark, percentage, whatever, how much is this going to save me if I do this?
Every time we do a house, we feel very comfortable that customer is going to save somewhere between 30 and 50%.
Now, I that have, much?
Yeah, 30 to 50% based on your insulation levels. If you live in a house built in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, which a lot of you do. I do.
and it's got no insulation.
No insulation whatsoever. So you take it from 0 to 100 in one day, which is basically the amount of time that it takes us to complete that process. There's really no question. The insulation is not a smoke and mirrors thing. It's not a tricky thing. It's nothing to guess about its effectiveness. It's a simple concept.
Our fathers and people that built those houses, I think they were all guilty of the same thing. If it's brick, it sticks. I mean, so they just put more brick, you know, more concrete block, more concrete. And look, they thought it would be insulation much better than they grew up in the insul brick houses of the 30s and 40s, those mill row houses that they grew up in. But you know what? Especially for people that own homes in the 60s, that next generation like me, you're the people to call.
Absolutely. And it's important that you brought up brick. I guess I forgot to mention that earlier. People who live in brick homes, it's my assumption that they just assume that's it, nothing can be done. We're not tearing the walls down to insulate this house. No, 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 that's not happening. It's mess, expense. People don't realize that we can insulate brick homes as easy or easier than doing a wood-sided house or a vinyl-sided house or an aluminum-sided house. We drill very small holes in the mortar joints, and we patch them back so that 99% of the customers have no idea where we drilled.
I'm a big fan of plaster work. Obviously, drywall, it's a thing of the past. Those immigrants that came here, that was an art to them, all right? It's gone. A swirl plaster. So if I have a home that is fortunate enough to have that swirled plaster, you're not going from the inside out. You're going from the outside in. Is that correct?
That's a very important thing for people to understand. We, in general, cause no cosmetic problems to the interior of your home. There is no issue of repainting, replastering. You really don't do anything. You can be sitting in your home watching television, and before you know it, we're done. The only thing you realize is how much cozier and quieter your home is, how much warmer it is, how much more energy efficient it is. It's just a phenomenal process.
So if my 11-year-old daughter has 10 of her friends over and they're in the basement, I won't even know they're there?
Well, we can handle that. Yeah, we have some ways that we can handle that.
412-492-SAVE. Give them a call. They're out in Glenshaw. They're open right now. 412-492-SAVE. As far as the services, look, everybody's looking to save or get it done now, and maybe they want to, you know, put money elsewhere that they've saved for something more important, say for their daughter or their family. Is financing available?
Good question. Yes, it is. We work with a company, several companies actually, but one of our primary companies is called AFC First. It's a program called Keystone Help, and people, residents of Western Pennsylvania, are very fortunate because the rates are so very low. It's a program that was designed for energy efficiency companies, and the financing rates are so low, most people end up saving more per month than their payment is. So it's about as much of a no-brainer as I can imagine.
All right, here comes the question. Everybody, now, this Mike Madden guy, who is he? Who is Mike Madden, and how did you get involved with USA and insulation in the business of making people save on their electricity bills and gas bills?
How much time do we have, Rob?
You got about a minute from right now. Go.
Okay. It's a long story, but to keep it short, I was like a million other people in this town, living in an old house, bills higher than I could imagine, and then the gas prices increased, and we had just had our first son, and I felt a real fear. The gas prices were higher than my mortgage.
Going to bury you.
Mm-hmm. So I was terrified. I was in the construction business at the time, and I didn't know what to do. So I started seeking out, what's the solution here? What's the answer?
Well, I got to tell you, I think you got the answer in USA Insulation. Call them right now. They're in Glenshaw. They're open. They're taking phone calls as we speak. 412-492-SAVE. 412-492-SAVE. USA Insulation. He is Mike Madden. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
And Pittsburgh does work, doesn't it?
Pittsburgh works hard.
It rocks, too. Thank you very much. Again, that number, 412-492-SAVE. He's Mike Madden. He, of course, from USA Insulation. Coming back with much more hybrids, the Meadows, and long-term health insurance with Howard Schneider as we continue.